Thank you and good morning. It was of little surprise to many when College of the Redwoods announced that Community Stadium would be closed due to structural deficiencies last week. It's not the only building on campus that needs upgrades or serious maintenance and repairs, as President Kathy Smith outlined on Talk Shop on Thursday.
When you put together the bond measure back in 2004 and took inventory of what needed to be done, we didn't have some of these problems. What we're concentrating on now are life safety issues and compliance issues.
In addition to needed maintenance, other buildings on campus remain vacant or unused due to state law.
According to the law, the statutes, community colleges are part of the K-14 system. The requirements for seismic issues, construction of a building, are more strict for K-14 than they are for university. So those buildings could be used, but we can't require students to go into there.
Smith specifically mentioned the old physical sciences building and the old library as facilities that could be repurposed and remain in use. Sheriff Mike Downey will honor two sheriff's deputies and one correctional officer for their life-saving efforts at a ceremony on Monday. Deputy Cyrus Silva and Seth Crosswhite will be honored for their efforts that saved the life of 71-year-old King Salmon resident Ted Cooper on April 10th. Cooper was in the harbor between the dock and a boat named Lola and was barely keeping himself above water by clinging to a buoy rope. The deputies were able to get a rope around Cooper's upper chest and pull him out of the water to begin first aid. He was suffering from cuts, abrasions, and hypothermia and would not have lasted much longer. Senior Correctional Officer Todd Arnold will be honored for his efforts that saved the life of a 62-year-old wheelchair-bound jail inmate who was choking on a hot dog. Arnold successfully used the Heimlich maneuver to save the man's life. The ceremony will be held on Monday morning at 9:30 at the courthouse. The Eureka Police Department has gotten its helpful citizens mixed up. On Monday, a Eureka officer was attempting to take 23-year-old Jason Gower into custody on F Street and called for help to subdue the struggling Gower. A man walking past came and assisted the officer by sitting on Gower's legs until he was handcuffed and until a second officer reached the scene. That man was Mark Stenke of Eureka, who was originally identified as Jonathan Henning. Henning was a witness in a separate incident involving Eureka police. But Chief Andy Mills said that despite the mix-up, it truly does take a whole community to police the city. On Wednesday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a statement regarding the death of a jail inmate in the early morning hours. The inmate, now identified as 55-year-old Steve Newroth of Ukiah, was found unconscious and not breathing in his cell. Despite immediate life-saving efforts, Newroth was pronounced dead at the hospital. He had been arrested on Tuesday for being under the influence of a controlled substance by Willits police. The cause of Newroth's death has yet to be determined, and an autopsy and toxicology screen have been scheduled. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Police confront a man at St. Bernard's. Dave Silverbrand has more.
Another break-in to the St. Bernard Church rectory. Eureka police say they caught a man barricaded in the building Thursday morning. Police report that a custodian arrived at work at 4 in the morning to find that the door panels to the rectory had been kicked out. Police searched the rectory and heard footsteps in the attic. Police say the man had barricaded himself there. Police say the man, identified as Sherman Prochnow, 51, at first surrendered to police, but then he resisted arrest. Police used a dog to subdue him, and he was injured in the process. He was taken to the hospital, and after treatment was taken to the jail to be booked for burglary, resisting arrest, and possession of a controlled substance.
Residents of Fortuna will have a chance to add their input to the city's proposed fee schedule for the upcoming fiscal year. Fortuna will hold a public meeting on Monday night at 6 o'clock in council chambers to consider the adoption of the fee schedule. Fees that are paid for services across the board, including parks and recreation, police, animal control, and water service. The public is encouraged to attend, and for more information about the meeting or the fees, contact Fortuna City Hall. And the Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 47-year-old Britton Franklin Mode, who was wanted in connection with the shooting of another man during an altercation in Fort Dick on June 3rd. Mode is still on the run. He's considered armed and dangerous. He's an adult white male, 6'2", 200 pounds, with light brown hair and blue eyes. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. And that's the news on this Friday the 13th for KINS.